Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everybody. Welcome to another edition of Sports Urban Legend, the first Sports Urban Legend of the new year. Along with my co-host, Macaulay Matthew, I am William Remo. What's up, Macaulay?
Hey, what's up? How's it going?
I'm doing all right. Happy New Year's to you, Macaulay, and Happy New Year's to everybody listening wherever you are.
Happy New Year.
That's right. New season, a new beginning. And unfortunately, same old for the Jets in the town. You know, all the controversy. So, you know, we're gonna get into that. The whole tattoo gate. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about Giants not making the playoffs and defending their Super Bowl title this year. And of course, you know, we gotta give props to the teams that's playing in the playoffs right now. So we'll get into that a little bit. Talk a little NBA with the Knicks playing well against the Magic yesterday. And preview the Celtic game tomorrow night. And we'll talk about all the news in sports and also sports entertainment. As usual, we'll end off the show with a little WWE news. and a little TNA news as well. But of course, folks, you know, the number is 917-388-4189. That's 917-388-4189. So feel free to talk sports, entertainment, and everything else. Know the deal. So without further ado, let's talk a little Knicks, and then we'll get into what's you know, we'll get into the main course, which is the NFL playoffs.
Let's
talk a little Knicks basketball. That's the only good thing that's going on in this city right now. So
that's right.
Let's talk a little Knicks. And of course, yesterday down in Orlando, the Knicks pretty much beat down the Magic. I mean, the Magic start off strong. They went on to a 14-2 run.
Mm-hmm.
But Carmelo and his 40 points was too much for them. Amari Stoudemire had 11 points off the bench in his home state. And also Tyson Chandler had a double-double. And Kidd was Kidd. He almost had a triple-double as well. So
yep.
I think he had, 15 points. 8 rebounds and I think 7 assists or so.
Yeah, he played well. Played very well.
Jason Kidd played like Jason Kidd, basically.
Yeah. Mhm.
And Melo was Melo.
Yeah, he had didn't he have 40 again, I think, last night?
Yeah, he did. This is his third time this year. The other two times he scored 45.
Yeah, it's an unstoppable. They couldn't stop him, man. They had to put. They kept the same guy on him all night. I thought they were going to switch, but...
Yeah, exactly. Even, I think, Chandler talked about that in the post game. That they left him into the Knicks' benefit.
Yeah, exactly.
Because that guy could not guard Melo.
That guy can't even guard his own shadow if he wanted
exactly.
to.
Exactly. Even if Melo had a straitjacket, he couldn't guard him. Just lighting it up.
Yeah, they couldn't stop the guy.
Oh yeah. And we're gonna need Melo. I believe the final score was 112-104.
Yeah. Jason Kidd hit that dagger 3-pointer to seal it.
Oh yeah. And basically business as usual. Of course, the first 10 games, you know, Knicks was, you know, dynamite. Then the following 10 games, they went 5-5. You know, they weren't playing as, you know, good defense. They weren't playing the type of defense they had, you know, earlier this year. But these last couple of games, especially, the Spurs game is when they actually played defense. I can't really – this game, the Magic game, I mean, they did score 104, so they, you know.
Magic did.
They did score a lot, but the weirdest move was that they didn't really play Jameer Nelson in the fourth, and this guy had 29 points in the first three quarters, and nada in the fourth.
That's kind of weird, but hey, not our problem. No, we won the damn game.
Exactly. And back to the Spurs game. Knicks had, a typical Knicks-type defense game, you know, that they're historically known for. You know, they held the Spurs down to, 81 points, and, we blew them out. This was the first time we swept the Spurs in a home-and-home series since 10 years ago.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but as a matter of fact, ironically, the first time we won in San Antonio was 10 years ago also.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was like 10, 11 years ago. So,
The Spurs don't play well against the good teams. They don't play well against a team that's above 500. But, I mean, they're still a great team, but, you know, age is catching up to them a bit.
You stole the words right out of my mouth. I mean, who would have thought Tim Duncan's played the 16 years in the league, man?
Mm-hmm.
You remember he just in his second year he beat us for the, you know, Spurs' first ever championship in 99.
Yep.
So, you know, time flies fast, and, you know, these guys are getting older.
They definitely are. I mean, especially the Knicks. The Knicks are older.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, but the Knicks, I mean, they have some experience. And they're not as old as the Spurs. I mean, the Spurs have some really old guys, like Ginobili. And Tony Parker's kind of up there, too, isn't he?
Yeah. I mean, the core, the main, like, the main two, like Carmelo, you know, Stoudemire are young. But then again, the Astronic casting players are old, like Kurt Thomas, Kidd, G. Wallace. Like, the surrounding players who played a much bigger role than we expected, they are definitely, you know, they are definitely up there.
Yeah. Yep.
I think Ginobili is like 30 years old even, but, you know, he has a lot of playoff, you know, games. So
yeah, that's true.
He ages more than we think. Because I think he came to the league when he was like 19 or so.
Yeah, he's been in the league for a while now, him too.
Exactly.
He's old dudes.
Exactly. And they still know how to play.
Yep. I mean, they're still a great team, you know.
Yeah, and it's a perfect segue for tomorrow night with the Celtics. Mm-hmm. You know, sure, they lose Jesus Shuttlesworth, a.k.a. Ray Allen, you know, to the Heat. But, you know, they got a lot of guys who are playoff-tested. You know, they still got Paul Pierce.
Yep.
They got KG, Kevin Garnett. And they got, you know, Rajon Rondo, who proved that he could win a championship in Boston. So, I mean, they haven't really played that well. I think they're a few games under 500. But other than that, you know.
And we'll bust their ass.
Yeah. You know, they know how to win titles.
Yeah, I mean, they're one game under 500 right now. They're 16-17. But they still play some great defense, and they have Kevin Garnett, a.k.a. Shaka Zulu.
Yeah, man, that guy is ruthless, man, on the court.
He is, man.
That guy, man. And it's like his whole character changed from Minnesota Timberwolves to the Celtics. I mean, in the Timberwolves, you know, the guy was like, you know, known as like a hustling, you know, a hard-playing guy, seemed like a class act guy, you know, intense in the court.
Yeah.
But once he got to the Celtics, he looked like he just turned to a dirty player.
He's mean.
Yeah, he just got a mean streak. I don't know if it's, you know, because, you know, he was really hungry for that title, and he, you know, he had to turn heel, you know, to get that title. I don't know. But
I don't know what happened.
Yeah, I mean, but in any case, it's gonna be a, you know, a big game tomorrow night. Knicks, Celtics, MSG. I mean, what's better than that except for a playoff or Eastern Conference at the Garden?
Yeah,
that's the only thing that can make it better.
Yeah, that's good. It's gonna be a good game. I think we'll blow them out, but it'll be good.
Yep. Yeah, I think we'll up there behind, you know, show them that we're the new dogs, we're the top dogs in the East.
Fucking better.
Well, we beat them. You know.
Better.
But you know, it's gonna be a good game. But you know, ultimately, you know, once it becomes April and playoff game starts, that's the real test. You know, against Celtics. And, you know, the Heat. But,
definitely.
Hey, bring them on.
Yeah, I mean, he's definitely, that's the main team. That's the main, you know, that's a team. That's the top team right now in the Eastern Conference. So they're the ones that's going to be our main challengers. In the East. There's no other team I'm afraid of right now.
Than the Heat, right?
Yeah. I mean, Heat are the main team. Because, I mean, so after the Heat, I mean, the Hawks don't care me.
Yeah,
Celtics, they play defense, but, I mean, they're not the same team that they were a few years ago.
Yeah, I mean, they do know how to win. I mean, they did take a hit by losing Ray Allen, but I think them losing Ray Allen is going to be the end of it. I think they'll still be, don't get me wrong, they'll still be a tough team. They're not going to get swept, but
right.
I think we got their number now, but
I think so, too.
But, you know, we got to see into the playoffs. You know, we could talk about it. once it comes to playoffs, we got to be about it. Sure, we can't just talk smack. You know?
Exactly. Exactly.
So, you know, I put an asterisk. I think we could beat them if we play the way that we're supposed to play. You know, that we've played mostly this year. We got a chance to beat them because our offense isn't the problem.
I think so. I think we could buck their ass.
Yeah, sure hope so. Because we owe them one from 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Yep. He swept us in the playoffs that first round. Mm-hmm. And we went to one of those games.
Oh, yeah, man. We went to the last game, too.
Oh, that was the elimination game, right?
Yeah,
you're right.
That was the first time we went to a playoff game. And that was when we got swept.
Yeah, they got swept. You're right.
Oh, man. Oh, God, man. I have, like, a horrible record seeing my teams in games. Oh, man. But, you know, hopefully, you know, we could get our revenge on the Heat, everybody else in the NBA, and claim
I
what's rightfully ours. This is the 40th anniversary of the Knicks, the last time Knicks winning the championship. So, hopefully, you know, we'll have a ticker tape parade, you know, in June or July, whenever they're going to do it.
Oh, yeah.
Bring it on. But,
go, New York, go, New York, go.
Go, New York, go, New York, go. Right. So we'll be hearing that in the city, in the parade. Well, all the people who jumped on the Nets bandwagon jumped back on the Knicks bandwagon at the parade.
The Nets are bad right now, man. The Nets have won a few games in a row. I got to give them credit, but.
Yeah, they have.
They're not on the Knicks level right now, though.
Nah, they're not. I mean, earlier on the first month, they looked like they were, you know, comparable. There were some people that even thought they were better. I always thought the Knicks, you know, offense, the depth was better because they had, not only did they have veterans who are perennial all-stars, but you have guys who won titles. You had Rasheed Wallace win a title in Detroit in 04. You got Chandler and Kidd with Dallas a couple of years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see, who else on the bench who won the title? Well, it escapes me for a moment, but they got a lot of guys who, you know, who has playoff experience. I mean, even Carmelo, I mean, he has a lot of experience. I mean, mostly he got knocked out, you know, many times, and he went to Western Conference Final one time.
Yeah.
Amari, he played in Phoenix, got to the playoffs multiple times. Obviously, they never, you know, won anything, but you've got guys who's playoff tested.
Yep.
I mean, so I think because of the depth of the veterans, I thought, you know, the Knicks would be better. But the Nets,
I thought the Knicks were going to be better too, you know. And they've more than surpassed my expectations of them.
Oh, me too, man, because I've said it many times. I thought they would be a good team, but I thought they'd have a slow first half and then have a, you know, a stronger second half, but they just jumped right out of the chute and start winning games. So they're what, 22-10 or 23-10?
23-10, yeah.
So, you know, they're exceeding my expectations, so hopefully they can keep it up.
I hope so.
But back to the Nets. The Nets have had some, you know, good wins, especially the more impressive win was the against the Thunder in Oklahoma.
Yeah.
And they did beat another team in double overtime, but they should have won that game. What was it, against the Wizards? I forgot what team it was. Could have been Wizards.
I don't even remember.
But the Thunder game is obviously their biggest win.
Right, right.
I mean, that one surpasses the one they had against the Knicks earlier on in the first game in Brooklyn.
Yeah. The Knicks, after losing the first game to the Nets, they won the last two, so.
Yep, exactly. But let's shift gears quickly to the NFL. What was I going to say? The playoffs is on, but, you know, the Jets, the big story about the Jets is that it was revealed that Rex Ryan has a tattoo of his wife wearing a Jets jersey. Okay, you say, okay, that's all right. She has a Jet jersey. Okay, that's he's a Jet. You know, he loves the Jets. That's not weird. Oh yeah. Well, if you look closely, you will see that he has a number 6 Mark Sanchez jersey. Yes, it gets. But wait, there's more. It gets even more weirder. His wife on the tattoo is wearing nothing but a Jets T-shirt, and she's T-boying. I mean, what are they thinking? I mean, what is Rick Ryan thinking?
Yeah, it's that when I saw the picture of that, okay, I was like, that's very weird.
I mean, I don't even want. I mean, we all know that he loves Sanchez, but this is ridiculous. I mean,
yeah, I mean that's some kind of obsession right there. I mean,
I don't even
want to.
Yeah, let's just move on because we just spent a whole episode just talking about this thing. And Jets are, you know, looks like they're close to naming Campbell as the former 49ers GM as their new GM. I mean, it's not official, but all signs look like he's going to be the new Jets head coach. I mean, he has a good resume in 49ers, you know, drafting guys, you know, who went to the Pro Bowl.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's a good move. Plus, he has ties with Rex Ryan. Both of their fathers worked together in Eagles, so they both have a little camaraderie.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I think it's a good fit, you know. A guy who – they actually find a guy who has a good resume, and plus a guy who's willing to work with Rex at least one more year, you know, if Rex doesn't get it right. Bye-bye.
Yeah, I mean – you know, this upcoming season, I think it's gonna be do or die for Rex Ryan. And if they don't go to the playoffs or they don't go deep in the playoffs, I think they might. The Jets organization will let him go.
Oh yeah. And Andy Reid, who also got axed, he's with the Chiefs. Scott Pioli, he got fired after they said he was gonna remain as the GM, but once Andy Reid took over as a GM's head coach / GM, you know, Paoli's out of there, and
yeah,
you know, his resume has fell off since leaving the Patriots.
Right.
And let's also what was I gonna say? The Giants, obviously, you know, they didn't make the playoffs, also.
Yep, unfortunately, but they did it to themselves. You know, they had a chance to win that. The second to last game, but they ended up losing and not even putting up an effort. But it was good. It was good to see them win that, blow the Eagles out in that final game, 42-7. So that was heartwarming. But but still, I mean, they don't make the playoffs. But I would have loved to see them defend the title. But fortunately,
they only have themselves to blame.
Yeah, exactly. So they'll have plenty of time now to think about what they did to themselves.
Oh yeah. And Jerry Reese was saying that he's going to talk to Michael Strahan, you know, to try to see if he could work out with JPP, you know, Jason Pierre-Paul, to, you know, get him right. Because,
yeah,
that impressive year, he had that Super Bowl year with, like, what, 16.5 sacks?
Mm-hmm.
He only had, like, 6.5, I think, this year.
Yeah, this year he was he was invisible this year. I don't know what happened,
yeah.
But... he needs to come back. I don't know if if he just got a little too. I don't know if he just took a year off. Maybe.
Maybe, you know. Maybe he lost. Maybe that's the problem with the Giant players. You know, they felt since they had the Super Bowl championship. You know, some of them are obviously like Tuck has too. You know, they felt like they could turn it on and off.
Yeah.
And
exactly.
You know, they felt that, you know, they were gonna do it. You know, they were gonna do it, but unfortunately for them, you know, you can't take the competition lightly.
Yeah, exactly, man.
Yeah, ask the Jets. The Jets know exactly what I'm talking about right now.
Yeah.
The Jets season also, the Giant and Jets season are so mirrored from that December 24 game of last year. It's like the Jets collapse started from there, And the Giants, you know, they won the Super Bowl, and now they're both out of the playoffs now.
Yeah. Well, this is next season, so Giants make some changes and they regroup and come back, be the same Giants that we know.
And what was I gonna say? Ravens beat the Colts 24-9.
Yeah, that was another that was kind of a slow game, I thought. But Ravens, they won its what's Ray Lewis's last home game.
Right.
So he's going to be retiring when the season ends.
Exactly. Great Hall of Fame career.
And a murderer.
Yeah, and that's too. What did you do? Yep. Can't leave that out.
Allegedly.
Yeah, it's like OJ, you know. You got, if you're talking about his Hall of Fame career with the Bills, you got to talk about that he allegedly killed two people, too. So
yeah.
He
got away with it.
Yeah, until he suckered himself into getting locked up by stealing his own stuff.
Yeah, but now, you know, he's an evangelical person, and, you know, he's learned his lesson, and he's a real good, he's been one of the real sincere good guys in the NFL now, you know. So.
Oh, you're talking about Ray Lewis, not OJ. I thought you were still talking about OJ.
Oh, Ray Lewis. Ray Lewis. Well, both of them allegedly killed two people, obviously. So they weren't the same, but Ray Lewis, he's actually a changed man since then, so.
Seemed like it. Hopefully he learned his lesson and he keeps paying his debt.
Yeah, definitely. And, Will, we have a caller. Do you want to take it?
Sure, yeah. Let's, hello, caller.
Hey, caller.
Hello.
Hello. What's going on?
I'm a Jets fan.
you're a Jets fan. And what you thought about the whole Jets, season? And the collapse of the Jets.
I'm not talking about Jets. I was acting silly. Anyway, so you wouldn't have to do
that. I knew it was you. But seriously, what's your thoughts on Raw tomorrow, you know, The Rock, it's the road to WrestleMania, Royal Rumble's around the corner. What are your thoughts?
About The Rock coming back?
Yep.
What is he going to do?
A good Raw show.
What's he going to do tomorrow?
Might just talk, right?
Yeah, apparently tomorrow's going to set up the storyline with whoever his WrestleMania opponent is.
Oh, okay.
So I guess whoever you see him. Well, we all know he's going to fight Punk at Royal Rumble later on this month.
Right.
And in it's going to be, reportedly, WWE, Vince McMahon is pulling out all the stops, you know, since, you know, it's the road to WrestleMania from this month, at least this month, up until WrestleMania, it's going to be really stacked. You're going to see a lot of legends, especially, on January 14th, there's the 20th anniversary of Raw, so that's going to be a huge WWE event.
Who's that talking? William?
That's me.
Yeah, what about January 14th?
It's going to be a huge day, a great day, dude.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to seeing The Rock.
That's,
I mean, it's been
my
a while.
Birthday.
Oh, yeah. No doubt.
The caller said that's her birthday.
Yep. It is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It is your birthday.
Yeah.
January 14th.
Anyway. Yep.
Yep.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
That will definitely outtop the 20th anniversary for sure.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, thank you, guys.
Hey, all right,
later.
Thank you, as usual. And let's see, what else? Oh, yeah, TNA, they unmask Mike Knox as one of the Aces of Eight. Because, you know, they have, like, an NWO type group with eight guys wearing masks. Right? So Luke Gallows and Mike Knox. 6 p.m. on your Block Talk Radio. So I want to thank you all for listening.